Hey, it's Payne here. A brand new season of Up and Vanished is on its way. The new season premieres this January, and I can assure you this is by far the most intense case I've ever been a part of. In the meantime, between now and January, I'd love for you to check out my new weekly podcast. It's called Talking to Death, where I interview different friends, peers, celebrities, and plenty of other true crime podcasters. I wanted to share a clip with you from the latest episode. I interviewed the hilarious and super talented comedian, Jeff Foxworthy, who, believe it or not, is a huge Up and Vanished fan. We talk about the podcast itself, the cases, what he thinks happened, and you can go listen to the whole thing right now by searching for Talking to Death in your podcast app. I know everyone says this all the time and it's super annoying. It would be super helpful if you could go subscribe, rate, and review my new weekly show. And to make it worth your while, I'm going to give something cool away to entice you. I'm giving away a brand new podcasting setup that includes pretty much everything I use to record. A brand new RE20 microphone, my favorite Sony studio headphones, a brand new Zoom H6 recorder, a Cloudlifter preamp, you'll have everything. Please go listen to the rest of my new weekly show called Talking to Death, rate it on your podcast app, leave a review for it, and somewhere in your review, put UAV sent me for Up and Vanish. Just UAV sent me, anywhere in there. All right, that was a lot. Thank you for real for all your support. Stay tuned for an all new season of Up and Vanish this January. And here's a clip from my interview with the amazing Jeff Foxworthy from my new weekly podcast called Talking to Death.
I mean, so the Tara Grinstead thing, That's just probably two guys in a drunken moment making a bad decision.
100%.
That escalates like a snowball down a hill.
Yep.
So let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. So from your side of it, when you start pulling that thread, you have no idea if there's going to be a satisfactory end at the end of it.
Not at all.
Does that, as you're going through it, do you think, oh, crap, this may end up being nothing?
You definitely have those moments of, it's maddening, I'll put it that way. It's, as a storyteller, innately, that is maddening to not be in control of the ending in that way.
Yeah.
But it also propels me to get that ending.
Like a joke without a punchline.
Yeah, exactly.
You're doing the whole setup, but yeah.
Yeah, I've learned over the years that if I can get enough things lined up and avenues to go down, I can see some sort of ending that will be satisfactory at the bare minimum. If I've become convinced that these individuals did this, then I can do as much as I can to prove that.
Well, I think what you accomplished in that story probably propelled podcasts so far, because then people that were listening were like, hell, I might be able to be part of the solution to this.
Yeah.
But did you ever have trepidation as, hey, I'm poking a hornet's nest here and this might backfire on me?
Oh, 100%. I mean, when I first started, I was like, this is pretty scary. I shouldn't be doing this. Why am I poking around some unsolved murder case?
Yeah, the people that did this may just drive by and shoot me going down the road.
Yeah, but in the headspace I was in, though, I felt like I had nothing to lose in my life at that point. My mom would probably be like, yeah, your life. I'm like, yeah, mom, but like my life's not going so well right now, right? I felt like a failed artist or something.
Okay.
And so I really kind of was willing to take that risk. It got the most serious once the arrests were made, because I had a choice then to either hang it up and just let it happen or keep investigating this now that I have two prime suspects to look into. And I decided to keep going and I doubled down again. And we learned a lot more about what really happened. And that was a conscious decision that was probably the scariest, because now law enforcement was, stay out of my way, right? Thanks, but go away now.
Stay out of my way, even though the work you were doing kind of got them to the point of being able to make the arrest.
Yeah, like, we'll take it from here.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. And I've said this a few places, but all the years later when they finally had the trial, Ryan Duke was found not guilty. And I was really just blown away that in the 5 years after these arrests, they did really no other work to convict this guy. They really just kept the same exact narrative, like they were too stubborn about it. And every detail that we brought up in the podcast and Up and Vanished that kind of poked a hole in it.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, that was for you guys to look at and consider.
And run with this.
I'm not trying to, you know, damage your case, but that's exactly what the defense did, was use that kind of information that they could find on their own too. Yeah. Right? It was just the truth.
Yeah. I mean, it's, yours is a little bit, at least as a comic, I have a little more control of how something ends.
Totally.
You know, while we both love a story, mm-hmm. I get to lead mine more than yours kind of leads you.
Please go listen to the rest of my new weekly show called Talking to Death. Rate it on your podcast app, leave a review for it, and somewhere in your review, put UAV sent me.